Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Aswaye Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Somebody's lying. It's always something. Her auntie told your cousin. Then all your homies jumping. And now the whole hood buzzing. He said, she said, don't let it get intense. Baby, don't say something that you will regret. I'm on your team. It's a second since you see. Hey, ain't gon' stop. They just want what we got. With all that talk, I won't be involved. That's my word. See, I'm not the one. They got me confused. They got me messed up. Don't you think I've had enough? When it comes to what we do, all that matters is us two. Don't pay them no mind. We just don't show and prove.
Yeah.
It's a couple of things I can't honor, man. How you listen to a girl that still want a man? Tell me the truth, is that a man or Juana, man? I'm wondering why she ready to go like Wanda then. When we met, you was a V like Madonna, man. Now you in a fear running plays like Donovan. McNabb, before you get in the cab, I traded my cash just to take it back to last summer, man. You don't remember when you was my sweetest? You don't remember I call you Reese's Pieces? Cause it's no wrong way to do, you know what? She turned around, giggled, said you so nuts. But nowadays we acting way too grown up. Like how your ex-girl get that new number. The rumors was so numerous. For sticking by me, I had to give you two thumbs up. And that's why
the more they talk about it,
everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Carrie Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Carrie Hines.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have with me, of course, Nicole Marie. Again,
morning,
happy early
Carrie.
Morning.
Yes.
First
good morning.
Hour.
Happy morning. Yes.
Yes. I want to say that folks have always talked to us, Nicole Marie, about morning routines. And we do a
right.
lot of talk here on the Hair Radio Morning Show about,
yes,
you know, what
do.
We do each day and, you know, things that help to inspire and aspire. And I think the affirmations, I think they really seem to land.
Yes,
and it
do.
Seems to resonate so much with folks.
Very important,
and
yes.
I want to talk, you know, let's give folks a little, you know, positive, great quote or some kind of way to, you know, if we did the Let Your Spirit Soar, which really
right.
was all about positivity and great affirmation. So let's I'm going to turn it over to you this morning to you know, introduce our great affirmation talk.
Thank you,
Nicole
Carrie.
Marie, you got it.
This morning, this affirmation really, really touches me. It's very inspirational, and I've kind of taken it very personal. And I hope it does the same for you as well. Strength isn't about how much you can handle before you break. It's about how much you can endure after you've been broken.
We'll repeat that one more time. Yes, repeat that.
Okay. Strength isn't about how much you can handle before you break, about how much you can endure after you've been broken.
And why does that resonate so much with you, Nicole Marie?
Because it's more about after you've been broken, not giving up and being able to hang in there, being able to push through, endure through whatever it is, whatever storm that you've gone through. It's more about picking up the pieces and getting yourself going, keeping yourself going, being able to keep moving and just endure through whatever situation it is that you have gone through, that you may be going through after the fact. Not so much like the first part says, you know, strength isn't about how much you can handle before you break. You've been broken. You being able to pick yourself up and keep moving, keep going. So that was just very key to me and very, just touched me and just very personal to me, because it's after you've been broken, after you've already gone through the storm, you have to keep on going. That's where your strength lies, in being able to keep going and persevere and just continue.
Exactly. And for me, when it comes to, you know, what makes us strong, I'm always, because my mom always, those were her words, be strong. So I so live by those words every day. And I learned along the way, just like this really is saying, you can fall down, but get up.
Yes.
It's okay.
Always.
It's okay.
Always get up. Yes.
Get up.
And in
really
life, we're going to do that. There are things throughout life that knock us down. But
yes.
Get back up and try
try
again. Keep moving.
Exactly. Don't let anyone ever talk you out of that.
Yes.
Okay. You know, for me, and I'm sure for you, Nicole Marie, and for our fans and so forth, you know, we have to learn. That's why we do the getting back up. It's in the falling down that we actually learn. And those are the lessons that really teach us. And that's where your strength is developed.
Where your strength lies,
That's where it lies. And that's where you find out how strong you are.
Great to know that you can keep moving.
Yeah.
I love it.
Me too. That's a tough one. Yes, I love that as well. We're going to have to put this over in the Hair Radio online community. So please do that. So folks can go there and see that, because that's something don't want to forget. All right. Great affirmations. We will continue to bring you these affirmations right here on the Hit Radio Morning Show. Listen, we are talking about hair and beauty and community on the Hit Radio Morning Show. So up next, now she is all about entrepreneurship and helping to support your own community. And we play this every day to help folks as well. We're talking about the one and only Maggie Anderson Peace. So stay with us, and she's up next.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRMember.com to sign up.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we have a very, very special guest with us today. He's from the world of music and writing. Mr. Matthew Knowles, I want to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, Carrie. You know, I've been very fortunate and blessed to have done a whole lot of entrepreneurial types of ventures. And one is for 18 years, I co-owned and co-managed the number one hair salon in Houston for a number of years called Headliners Hair Salon.
Is that really? Well, we
I actually published a hairstyling book, Gary, called Hair International back in the late 80s and early 90s.
Oh, we have got to talk about that. we got to figure out how you and I should have said music and the literary world on top of everything else. But how in the world did you get from the hair industry into the music industry, or are they kind of like one and the same as a lot of folks believe?
Well, for me, you know, I was in corporate America, and Tina, my former wife. I asked her one day what was her passion, and she said her passion was doing hair and making people beautiful. And I said, why don't you go to school, and when you finish school, we'll open a hair salon. And that's what we did. And that hair salon, we used one of the principles that I had learned, because I was selling diagnostic imaging to the medical. And I kind of use, when you go to a doctor's office, they ask you, you know, fill out all these forms, you know, why are you here, tell us your history, and then the nurse comes and takes you to the room, and then she weighs you and takes your temperature and asks you why you're there and do your blood pressure. And then a doctor comes, and he looks at that on the door before he walks in. He looks at your patient history and why you're there. What your vitals are, and he's made a decision right there, what you need, he comes see you, and then when he finished, which is the quickest part of it, is when you see the doctor, he leaves, and then he writes a prescription. And I use that same concept in our hair salon, exactly, having many assistants. The stylist never left the chair, and I thought it was malpractice if a licensed cosmetologist did not continue and complete the service. And that service is home products for the customer. And so maintenance, home maintenance.
Like, yeah,
so that was our philosophy at Headliners.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you for sharing that. And you helped to add a whole different layer to this today. And we're so excited about it. Thank you very, very much. Now, I have to say, along the line, so the music, how did you get into producing music? I understand that you had, you know, I call it that whole passion for excellence and working for others and so forth and having that entrepreneurial mindset. But is that what kind of led you into music? How did you get into the production of music and that whole aspect?
Well, the production of it, you know, that's as an executive producer, you oversee everything from the studio, the travel, all of the paperwork that's involved, and also occasionally I had the opportunity to co-write Survivor and a couple of other songs with Destiny's Child, and you get into, just over time, I've been in this field over 24 years now, and you pick up every aspect of it. And if you're passionate and you love it, then you want to learn every aspect of it. And that's what passion does. And, you know, that's my new book, DNA of Achievers, you know, the 10 traits. The first one is passion. You know, are people doing, who's listening right now, are they doing what they're passionate about? Are they doing it for money? It's a big difference.
Well, you know, let's talk about the DNA of Achievers and the 10 traits. We're not going to give all the traits because I'm going to do like Barbara Walters. We learn from the best. Don't give the top trait just yet. We're going to save that for the book. We want you to pick up this book. It's the DNA of Achievers. Now, the 10 traits of highly successful professionals. You mentioned passion. What are some of the, you know, how do folks recognize their passion? We do tell them that. We tell everyone, you know, pursue your passion. But how do you know what your passion is?
You have any tips for that?
It's a very simple step. What is that one thing? And the key word here, Carrie, is one thing. Because the mistake most people make is they all over the place. They love this. They love hair. They love fashion. They love makeup. They love da-da-da. You know, that one thing that you become really, really good and maybe even become great if you focused. So what is that one thing that energizes you, excites you, that you go to bed at night thinking about, wake up in the morning, can't wait to do it? And sometimes it's something that nobody even knows because you're embarrassed or ashamed to say, this is really my passion. And I tell everybody, I don't care what that one thing is, if you strive towards getting that one thing right, it will change your life, because if you are passionate about something, then it coexists with work ethics. Because when you are passionate, you don't work. You have fun all day doing what you love. That's why I really focus in on passion. What is that one thing that you just excites you? You could just go running out the door right now because it gives you that much joy and fulfillment inside.
We love that. Now, I do have to ask you, what's that one passion thing for you, Matthew Knowles?
Educate and motivate in the areas of entrepreneurship and music business. I've done it all my life, educate and motivate.
Wow. Well, I have to just let everybody know, you know, you launched one of the most successful, I think it is the top successful female group of all time, you know, Destiny's Child, and award-winning, and you've just done so much. And we're just trying to find out, what is it that has created this inside of you? I think that this book, The DNA of Achievers, will tell us a little bit about that. I really do. I know that passion is one of the, you know, the first traits that you mentioned. But what are some of the other traits that we should really look out for in the DNA of Achievers?
Well, I talk briefly about work ethics, because they coexist. You can't have one without the other. You can't have work ethics unless you're passionate about something. And because if you're not passionate, you don't want to, you know, you hate doing it. You know, how many people wake up and hate going to work every day?
Well, that's kind of like majority of the folks. I think it's very few.
God bless them.
God
bless them, because I've been very fortunate. Seldom. I have, you know, my early days, Goodyear, when I used to work at Goodyear in the summer when I was a young teenager. I was determined to do the job, but I didn't like it. Didn't love it. I was determined, but you know, I it's a certain joy you get of waking up, going to do what you love. Yesterday, I started at 7 o'clock, Carrie, and I in the morning. I finished at 11 o'clock last night, and I work normally 7 days a week. I go to the office on the weekends or do a ton of emails. I love it. Absolutely. Love it.
Yes.
I love what I'm doing right now, talking to you. I love it.
Oh, thank you, Matthew. That is really, I have to tell you something. We are very honored to have you on the show. And something like this is so critical and important. But I have to go back a little bit. I actually love what you wrote, because I kind of live by this myself. You know, back when you were working in, I call it like for corporate kind of, you were doing like the sales and, you know, that to me sounds like project management. And when you have so much that you're in charge of and all of that, and you were so successful, even in sales. It just reminds me of myself. I think when you are doing something, like you said, that you are passionate about, even if you're working for others and you're really happy about what you're doing, you know, it's automatically like a success, so to speak. And I just think that you don't necessarily always have to be an entrepreneur if that's not what you're in your spirit to do, or whatever the case may be. But if you do whatever it is that you're supposed to do and you're passionate about and you love it, you know, you can make it into a success and you can feel that success. And I think this was, you know, so I read that line and I thought it was outstanding, you know, when you were working for the other company and, you know, you felt like an entrepreneur is what I'm driving at.
No. Carrie, I teach, one of the courses I teach at Texas Southern University is entrepreneurship in the School of Business. Mm. And the first thing that I teach, Carrie, is the biggest mistake and error that I think we make is we think we get confused entrepreneurship and owning a business. They are two different things. Entrepreneurship is a belief. It's a belief. It's a certain makeup. It's like a DNA. It's people that take risk. It's people that are highly energized. It's people that come up with ideas. That's entrepreneurship. There's a lot of people that own businesses that are business owners. They're not entrepreneurs. That's a lot of people that work for other people and are employees, but they are entrepreneurs in how they think, how they operate. So please don't get that confused.
Okay, that is a very good point and something that I absolutely need to bear in mind as well. Now, I have to say, and we're gonna definitely get on with some of these wonderful traits. We're going to talk a little bit more about the DNA of achievers. But, folks, if you've just joined me, you are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, and today we have a very special guest coming to us. It's Mr. Matthew Knowles. Now, he has written a new book called The DNA of Achievers, and it's 10 Traits of Highly Successful Professionals. So this is something that we're going to definitely talk a little bit more about. But also, Matthew, I want to get into some of your current projects, some of the things that you're working on these days and some of the plans that you have.
Well, Carrie, my passion has always been, even as a sales rep, when we truly think about what a salesperson do, they educate somebody on the product that they're selling, and
right.
they motivate them to buy it. And so what I've been doing most of my life is my passion, educating and motivating. And I'm doing that right now. I'm doing a number of seminars around the country. November the 14th, I'm in Macon, Georgia. November the 15th, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, a seminar that's called The Entertainment Industry, How Do I Get In? And these seminars are all-day seminar, and they're for recording artists, singers, managers, producers, songwriters, videographers, choreographers, hairstylists. How about that? Why would a hairstylist want to go to one of these conventions? Seminars, because it's 300 people in a room, and most of them want to get in the entertainment industry, and some of them hopefully will be successful. And guess what?
Love it.
They're going to need
Love
a hairstylist.
It. Absolutely. Now, tell us more. So this seminar, the ones that are coming up around the 14th and 15th of November, how do we get involved with that?
You can go to eventbrite.com.
Repeat that one more time. .com,
Gary.
Okay.
Eventbrite.com, again,
uh-huh.
That's the entertainment industry, How Do I Get In? You know what, Carrie, I have to tell you, man, you reminded me, out of all the seminars, I mean, all of the interviews I've done on the DNA of Achievers,
yes.
I've never, and out of all the things I've talked about, the clothing line, Darion, House of Darion, you know, headliners and Hair International, I seldom talk about, and I did that 18 years. Did you know, and for folks listening, they probably remember in the 90s that oversized hairstyling book. We had 3 volumes of it. One day,
really?
Carrie, I had to make the decision if I was going to be in the hair publishing book business or be in the music business, and I had to make that decision. I remember the day I had to decide, and
wow.
I had an office, and on the door it said Hair International Publication, and on the door it said Music World Entertainment, and
wow.
I had to make that decision. I used to go all over the country to all of those hair shows. And
oh,
I had,
so Bronner Brothers and all those big hair shows and all of that.
Bronner Brothers, all of them. I had manuals. I was educating back then.
I had a manual called How to Open Your Own Hair Salon. I had an educational manual.
I feel like
called,
I'm talking to someone who, that is amazing.
I had a manual called How to Build a Client Base, and then I had an appointment book that I created. And so some folks that are listening remember that Hair International publication.
So you should feel at home here at Hair Radio. That's exactly the kinds of wonderful things that we do and bring to the, you know, to the beauty world. So I love it. I love it, and I can't wait. I want any of those copies that you have lying around, you let us know. We're happy to see them. And if you ever decide to, you know, to add on to this wonderful book that you have out now, again, The DNA of Achievers, and you decide to do something in the hair and beauty way, you make sure and look us up at Hair Radio. We would love to speak to you about that.
I guarantee you, Kerry, I guarantee your listeners, they pick up that book and they can go right now to Amazon or Apple and get the e-book. The hardback will be in stores in the next 30 days. But I guarantee you, I give you money back after you read that book, The DNA of Achievers. And after every chapter, there's a work exercise. I actually, you know, that college professor comes out. I promise you, buy that book and you'll become better at what you're doing in the hair industry.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Terry Hines. Now my very, very special guest with us is Mr. Will West. Now he is the founder of the Amazing Chair Watch app. It is my pleasure and honor. I believe it's your first time, Will, being on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is my first time, hopefully not the last. And I am excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, my pleasure. Well, good morning officially. Now, I have to say, first, let's just jump on in. Tell everyone, what exactly is the Chair Watch app all about?
Well, the Chair Watch app is, at its core, a mobile booking app. So if you're a stylist, if you're a nail tech, if you braid hair, if you do lashes, anything that you do in the beauty field that you have clients for, we are your mobile booking app. So that's at its core. But, of course, we have so much more. When you look into the app, it has so many features that will help build your business and build your brand. You know, you won't really want to go anywhere else after you download this app. So ChairWatch is just a great tool for the seasoned veteran or the brand new person launching out into the beauty world, perfecting their craft, and wanting to have their clients and the public be able to book their calendars and utilize their services. And we also have a place for products on our app. So it's just a great mobile booking app and software all around. And,
well, it's so much more than that, Will. I'm going to have you to really go in and tell these wonderful fans who are going to just love this. Let me just tell you officially, I just really started going in just yesterday again and refamiliarizing myself, and I'm just blown away. I absolutely love it, and I see all the beautiful designs, what you've done with it. It's extraordinary. It's not like any app I've seen, especially for the hair or folks who are into this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to book, to have folks, you know, their clients and customers booking for, you know, to make appointments with them and so forth. So I want to go back a little bit. Now, I love that you mentioned that you can put products. A lot of these folks listening right now, we have amazing hairstylists all over the country who, and the world for that much, who would love to register on the Chair app, so on ChairWatch app. So please tell us a little bit more. What kind of, so you can put your products there? How does that work?
So, yes, first of all, we are available. So if anybody wants to check it out or download it, we are available on Apple and Android platforms. So you can definitely download it at any time. So with your products, right, so when somebody is booking an appointment, a stylist, you know, has somebody who wants to get their hair braided or done or anything, oftentimes stylists have products that will also adjoin with that type of service. So maybe there's a nail polish that you should have or a sealer or a scalp oil. So now when a stylist is setting their app up and setting up that service for their client to book, we also have products right alongside that you can just add on. So now your client is looking at their style and they're seeing what they need to maintain that style or the health of their hair, scalp, or presentation of their nails, or it could be a foundation for a makeup artist. They can have that. It's almost like a menu we've created. So they're getting their style and their product right there so they can book it. And when this, when their client shows up, they get their style done, and they also are able to pick up the products that they already purchased. And the beautiful thing about the ChairWatch app is these purchases are made at the time of booking. So when somebody books you through ChairWatch, you know that that's a solid booking. It's not like they're just booking your time. Your clients pay for it in advance or leave a deposit. So whenever you get a notification from ChairWatch, you're excited because you know that is a solid booking that's upcoming.
That is amazing. So essentially what happens, the a person who goes on, they download the app, which again, I want to make it clear to everybody, it's the chair watch, like a chair you sit in, and kind of like a watch on your wrist, so the chair watch app.
Something really cool right there. You said something really cool. Do you get that? Like, that's actually the chair watch. So everybody's watching your chair for availability and time to book. Like, that's how we kind of came up with the
name. That was my question. You actually, we must have ESP this morning. That was really my question. Where did you come up with the name Chair Watch? So I get it now. Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. So the Chair Watch app, and you did say it's available for download pretty much where you get your apps from and for your cell phone. I just am blown away. What I love about it, like I said, is the thought that has gone into creating this. So where did the inspiration, though, come from? I got the name, but what inspired you to create this?
Well, I was looking to get my hair cut, and my barber has since become very famous. He owns like two shops, one in New York and one in Florida. So it's hard to get my hair cut whenever I actually want it. So I'd have to like schedule with him, but I could never really see his schedule and his availability unless I'm calling or texting. So he's either in travel or he's got somebody in the chair. So I was like, I really need to find out how I can see his availability. So I said, why is this not available? Like, why can't I check this out? So I decided at that point that I wanted to have something like this for the beauty world, for the entrepreneurs, for people that have clients. I saw it being so much broader than just for the, just for barbers. And then when I started really digging into the app and what I wanted it to be, I saw that there was so much more that entrepreneurs wanted just besides a calendar that somebody can book. Like, you have to let me know, Carrie, whenever you want me to get into these features. I have like 7 or 8 of them that are absolutely amazing and that hardly nobody has. So when we get to that point, it's going to be juicy.
I cannot wait. And I think this is absolutely awesome. Now, how can folks start to find out more? I guess the best thing you can do is download the app. It's free to download. So tell everybody again how to do that.
Download. It's definitely a free app to download. And I was going to save this for the end, but why not now? Not only is it a free app to download, but listen to this. We are changing this whole mobile booking game up right now. So there are no subscription fees for this app presently. So if you're able to get on now and download it, it's a free download and then no subscription fees. Everybody knows that there are subscription fees for all mobile booking apps presently.
Right.
At least 99% of them, right? So right now, if you get on, we're not going to have any subscription fees for, I would say, maybe, let's say we can do it for 2 to 3 months, and then when it starts to really flood in, we'll see what we do then. But right now is definitely the time you want to jump on.
So take advantage of it, folks listening right now to this broadcast. Again, if you just joined us, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. My very special guest. Now, he is the founder of the Chair Watch app. And again, this is a mobile booking app, which is just extraordinary that he is explaining to us. And I'm just blown away where they can kind of, the clients can go on and book time with the stylist and look for stylists and all that wonderful good stuff. And the professionals, the folks who are just interested in the hair and beauty industry will find this incredibly useful. So I'm just blown away, William West. Good job. Wow. So how has it been received? What have you heard from the folks out there?
Well, so far, everybody that we've had download the app really appreciates the detail that's within the app. When you open it up, you'll see how much care we put into what we want your clients to see when they see the app. and see your services that are on display. So they love that. They love how simple it is to set up your store, because I've heard on some other apps, you know, it's really intricate, and, you know, the way you have to add certain services, you have to go on the web, you have to get on a computer. So we're an actual true app where you can do everything from your phone. You can upload and create your description, and it will be displayed immediately.
Wow.
Once you press save. So we've gotten nothing but great reviews so far, and anything that stylists want to suggest, we're actually taking that into consideration and constantly bringing out new and improved features that, you know, that stylists want.
Well, I tell you, I am so hyped and honored, first of all, and I look forward to the Hair Radio Morning Show being one of those that is easily accessible through the Chair Watch. So I can't wait to talk with you about that one, Mr. Will West.
Okay.
We'll be chatting about that very soon, because I think it's a perfect partner for what you're doing. And to be able to put that out there and give folks the option of using Carapi products as a, you know, if they wish to use Carapi, this is a great way to introduce these items in terms of to the folks. And I just think it's wonderful. And we're going to do everything we can to promote this amazing Chair Watch app. And again, it's downloadable where you get your apps from. We are so excited. And again, the part where you mentioned about not having the fees that are associated with it for a period of time, so you need to take in, act now. You really do. Get this app ASAP. So this is really amazing. Now, Will, I have to just switch gears before we let you go. I wanted to ask you about this. Being a man of color out here in the world and being an entrepreneur, how does this, you know, do you realize that you're doing something that is just amazing and being kind of like a trailblazer, if you will, or, you know, setting the pace for, you know, young kids to come up after you. Do you realize how important I think this is that you're doing and what you're doing?
Well, the answer to that directly is it was yes and no. Like, I'm a New York City firefighter and by trade, so that also is very, like, you know.
Amazing. And thank you for your service. Let us say that from the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So, you know, coming from that background, you know, it was definitely something that's in me to just take the, you know, bull by the horns and go forward with whatever your dream is. And this also was a part of it. And going forward in this, you definitely feel it, you know. When I was creating the app and the business aspects and getting approved for to have a merchant, because we're aligned with one of the top merchants in the game. They're called Stripe, and they are the same merchant that is for Target, for Under Armour, for, you know, the top 500 in the world. Mm-hmm. So
for processing,
us to,
yeah, they're wonderful.
Yeah, for processing. Yes, for your MasterCard, for your Amex, for Discovery, like. That was huge for us, because it took us a while to get approved. You know, they want to find out who you are, where you are. And we felt it. Yeah. We definitely felt like there was a little more intricate deduction going on with us. But we had all of our ducks in a row. We had all our information. Everything was pristine. So we had to be approved. But it was just felt really good to put ourselves in a position where we can go, step forward strongly, being a, you know, young African-American male with a dream to get this thing out to the world, you know?
Well, you have done just that. It's the Chair Watch app. It's out now. You can go ahead and download it, the Chair Watch app. It's a mobile booking app, and it's just, and like I said, and like you've been saying this morning on the show, this is really quite extraordinary. It's not, you know, the tons of free little things out there and things that are not quite as useful as you think. We like the idea, but once we looked at certain things that were out there already, not quite so pleased. But I have to tell you, I went in And I'm at that point now. I have to go in and set up, which I'm, after talking with you today, I'm like really inspired to go set up my little store here. And I just love the color. I love the design. I love it. It's really done very, very well. So you could be very proud of yourself. Let me just go ahead and put that on out there.
Can I jump in and give you three features that you're going to absolutely love that I think your audience
please,
is going to be
please.
In love with?
Yes.
Okay. So here it is, right? I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here. Okay,
all
so
right.
Number one is special requests. No app has this. So I imagine when you want to, you got to catch a plane, maybe it's the wedding season, anything that can arise, you need to see your beauty professional before their normal business hours or after their normal business hours.
Right.
Well, ChairWatch allows a stylist to actually create a special request appointment where their clients can get on the app, see the available hours, but if they do need them a little bit earlier than normal or a little bit later than normal, they can request a booking at that time. Now, we know that stylist time is money. So
right.
A stylist can allocate a certain amount of money
for
an earlier than normal
wow.
appointment. Maybe it's 50, maybe it's 75.
Right.
So that's already built in. So once that client says, okay, I need you earlier, it'll say, okay, $50 for the early appointment and then whatever the service cost is. So stylists are loving that right there because we're monetizing their time and also allowing clients to be more flexible when they can book.
That's something
so that's
that needs to really be out there. We've got to make sure that folks know because that, to me, is a game changer.
Yes.
That's a game
yes.
changer. So we've
number
got to make
two,
sure folks are aware of that. Wow.
And so number two is the shareability. Every service that we have on our app is shareable. So you can just, for yourself, mind you, the stylist can share it, and the clients can share it. So imagine when you're getting your hair done or your nails done, and they're like, yo, your nails are fire. Where'd you get them done? The customer can actually go on your store, go to your service that you have, and share
it
directly
out.
To the friend. So the word of mouth now becomes actual booking information. So once they send it out, their friends that touch the link, it automatically brings them to their stylist's store and starts the booking process. So that word of mouth now becomes monetized. So
amazing.
Stylists really love that option that they can share. Imagine during prom season, you know, wedding season, and Valentine's Day season, everybody wants to know who did your hair, who did your nails, who did your braids. So now you can actually share it out, and those stylists will increase their booking. So they do love that. And
amazing.
The last one
wow. yes.
that I'll give you is the appointment notes. Appointment notes. So
appointment
notes. You've been in the game for how long, Kerry? How long
about
have you been
25
in?
Years.
Have you ever had a person come to you and want something done, but when they get to you, it was kind of something different than what they said?
Oh, right, right. Yeah, that does happen.
So what we have is something called appointment notes.
What's an appointment notes?
When somebody books an appointment, they can add a picture and a text to the appointment so the stylist knows exactly what they want. So, you know, we're just trying to –
hold
yeah,
it.
So
that sounds like the person can kind of give the stylist a heads up about what kind of style that the client might be looking to have.
Exactly.
Wow. That's
exactly.
amazing. And this can be all done through the ChairWatch app.
This and tons more. If we had an hour show, then – I would go that long, but yes.
Well, what we're going
so
to do, and
more.
I appreciate you, Will West, I really do, because what you'll have to do is come back and on a regular basis and roll out these features. We'll do nothing
oh.
but roll out these features and okay. have some of your amazing, you know, customers to join us and okay. explain how they've been utilizing this amazing ChairWatch app. And so that's
like
really,
that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be just wonderful. And so for all of our listeners out there, please download the ChairWatch app. It's your way to monetize these interactions. It's a great setup. And again, it's a beautiful app. It's very unique. And you've just explained several unique items, you know, that allows for you to really have something that's going to make money for you and work efficiently. So, Will, I've got to say, is there anything you want to leave us with today? Anything at all? We know the ChairWatch app is the app to download, but what else can you tell us today?
Well, I would just say in these times, you definitely want to be flexible in the way that you can accelerate your business and maintain your business and even grow. So that's at the core of why we're doing this, is to give the entrepreneur options. Just as much as working in a salon, we want to make the entrepreneur as strong as that and as flexible as that, and we have definitely accomplished that through the features that we've added onto ChairWatch. And I just want to thank you, Kerry, for opening this up to me, and you know, we definitely have our history with your shows and Extravaganza. So I'm just glad that we're able to go this far and still be here and able to enjoy, you know, just the opportunity to be on this great morning show. You know, I'm excited. Never thought I'd be doing a morning show, you know, so this is pretty cool.
Oh, awesome. Well, you know, we love having you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Also, many of our Hair Radio associates, they are already familiar with you, because you get to come out to our wonderful live hair expo events called Hair Nation down at the Shoba Hotel, and we look forward to having you at the next one and each one after that, where you get to come in. And I have to say, well, I know just to let folks out there know how committed you are to what you're doing. I remember you did a wonderful presentation all about the ChairWatch app, you know, educating these amazing young ladies who were in just school students, who were high school students, who were in cosmetology class, telling them all about this wonderful, wonderful new development of yours. And I'm just, it was really, they were so amazing about it, and you did a great job with the presentation. So I just wanted to tip my hat to you and to continue what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Kerry. Thank you.
All right. So again, folks, download the ChairWatch app. Again, mobile booking application. It's really, really, really nice. And if you have any questions, of course, you can reach out. Well, is there any way they can reach you, or is that just download the app and go through there?
Oh, no. We have a beautiful IG page at the ChairWatch app. At the ChairWatch app all together. That's our Instagram, and you can reach out to us there, and you'll see information about what's going on new with us. And any questions, DM us. We are very responsive and love all interaction. So please check us out there, definitely.
And I can say at Hair Radio, because we're going to, I'm going to invite you guys to listen out for a new commercial to air on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're looking forward to that. So definitely you'll be able to reach out to us as well, and we will definitely put you in touch with in a heartbeat with the amazing Will West.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
You Go Girl. You Go Girl is a brand new product line that includes an edge control hairsprays and a product that also offers relief to those dealing with an itchy scalp.
Now, if you're looking to moisturize and hold twists and locks in place, Yuko Girl offers a gel cream. And for the hair braiders out there, Yuko Girl has a hair brand that's made of the highest of quality hair. Now, it's available in a variety of colors and textures. So, go to www.yugogirlbraidhair.com. That's you like uniform, gogirlbraidhair.com. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You go, girl.
Well, hello, listeners of Hair Radio, Hair Talk Radio. This is Francesca Rivetti, keeping you in the mix. I am reporting live at the Premier Orlando show in Florida this weekend, and I'm really happy to have a great friend of mine with me. Her name is Taylor Jamieson, and she is an amazing razor hair cutter, and I would say probably best known for her classic bohemian haircut. So without further ado, I'm just going to introduce you to Taylor, and she can take you. So Taylor, hello.
Hi, good day.
How's it going?
Good, great. Yeah, I'm waiting for a good show with Francesca and David. So we actually call ourselves the Fab Four here at Premier Orlando, and maybe that'll expand after Premier Orlando. That would be nice. So yes, if you're here in the building, come and see us. We're at room 308D. And it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, so tell us, you've been affiliated with this show for quite some time, Taylor. Tell us a little bit about your history with Premier.
Yes, it's been the last 5 years. In fact, the women at the registry actually recognized me, which was really strange because there are hundreds of people here.
Right.
And I was asking a question. She said, oh, yeah, I know who you are. You've been here before. And I thought, wow, that's incredible that somebody recognized me. So that was really nice. But yeah, the last 5 years I've been involved in Premier Orlando. And before the 2 years that we were off, they did the Premier Florida show, they did Alabama and Columbus. So I've actually toured around with them, and you know, it's just about networking and you know, being around all the educators and being on stage and introducing, you know, the razor. It's a classic bohemian system, and it's all done with the razor, and it's actually Sassoon based. So yeah, I feel like it's unique in that respect, because I was Sassoon trained, and basically they never used the razor. And I thought this haircut.
That's true.
Yeah,
yeah, right? If anybody's familiar with Sassoon teachings, they don't use the razor,
no,
do they?
No. And the haircuts, I felt, were lovely when they stood still, but when they moved, they were pretty heavy. So I do the same Sassoon system that I learned only years ago, and actually cut it with the razor. It just makes it softer and it makes it smooth, but it's actually cutting and not texturizing.
That's great. Well, that's awesome. So Taylor, how can our listeners, where can they find you? Like, are you on Instagram, Facebook?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes,
all of it. Instagram, Facebook.
So it would be
Taylor Jamieson Education on Instagram, and there's a few actually on Facebook. Was Taylor Jamieson, Taylor Jamieson, just myself.
Right.
And then Taylor Jamieson Education. Right. And we're working on a website. It's been a wee while getting up and running.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Taylor, for sharing with the audience. So, again, this is Francesca Rivetti keeping you in the mix, reporting live from Premier Orlando, and I'll be interviewing other fellow amazing artists. And again, this is my awesome friend Taylor Jamieson, and you can find her on Instagram, Taylor Jamieson Education, and also on Facebook. So back over to you, Kerry. Thank you.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines with Nicole Marie. And it's time for a host chat. Tuesday morning, October 11th, 2022. It's our show number 770. Show number 770. Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot of shows.
It is.
Nicole Marie?
We're moving right along.
And again, happy mid-show to everybody. What amazes me with
this. Show.
Yeah, is that we, if you do the math, everybody, 770 shows, we've had, oh gosh, that in itself is over 2,000 guests.
Wow.
2,000 interviews. Countless topics we've talked, amazing products and folks we've introduced you to over the
yes.
years. So that's all just from the
amazing information. Yes.
Yes, and I want to say this because a lot of folks may not realize that the Hair Radio Morning Show, the Hair Radio Morning Show, which is the morning edition, this three-hour live broadcast, started in 2015. On Monday, January 5th of 2015 was the first 6 to 9 a.m. show. Before that, we had been on and off over the different years on different stations at nighttime and different times of putting the Hair Radio Show. We were just
right.
the plain Hair Radio Show at that time. We became a morning version in 2015. And so we've been on for over 7 years as the morning show, and we've done pretty well. We're closing in on, you know, all these almost 1,000 broadcasts, and we've had some amazing guests. And I mean,
yeah.
to me,
wonderful.
What is really, yeah, what is sticking out is that we cover such a wide, like, array of topics on
yes.
the show.
Yes.
And,
it's hair, it's beauty, but also everything that touches our community.
Exactly. And that's really who we are as a people. And
yes.
it, yeah, that's what it jumps out at me. And I love what our impact has been. I love what the
it's
impact
amazing.
Has been.
Amazing.
I mean, I have to say I didn't... when I created this, I had no idea that it was going to take on the cultural significance that it has.
Yeah.
You know, folks laughed at me when I first mentioned the Hair Radio Show. They really did. They chuckled
wow.
because they could not conceive. This was 1995.
Right.
They
right.
couldn't conceive what a hair radio show would be like.
Right.
And how could you talk about hair on the radio? Now, you guys have to remember there was no such thing as a podcast. So, you know, now there are such things as podcasts, and people are talking
podcast.
About how
yes.
to screw a light bulb into the lamp or whatever. So, you know,
yes.
there's such basic conversations now that are had on the radio or in a radio-type format, and we take it for granted. But when I
right.
started, it didn't exist.
Right.
So I'm credited with,
oh,
I
yes.
was the first for creating the hair and beauty mixture talk for radio. And that was on
right.
AM and FM radio. So my career has been, is based in radio, regular AM and FM broadcasting. And then I created the 24-hour hair and beauty radio network.
Right.
So we've been busy, Nicole Marie. All that to say,
so busy,
we've been busy.
So busy.
Yes.
yes.
And we do
but
it
that,
for you guys.
It's paid
up
off,
here.
Though. Yes, it has paid off.
I don't think so. I think that by creating the Hair Radio Morning Show, it has helped so many people.
Yes.
It has. I think
so.
I'm. Yeah. I think I'm most proud that it helps in the mornings. We kind of all
yes.
wake up together on these
yes.
cold mornings here, especially in New
yeah.
York City. And you, Nicole
right
Marie,
foot.
Are down in Water Valley, Mississippi. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these early mornings, you know, got my hot chocolate and, you know, and in a warm blanket as we broadcast
yeah.
live to everybody all over the world. It has meant
something
so
positive.
Much.
Yes.
You've got to. So
today started
this is
on a positive
well,
note.
Well, that's what
yes.
this is about. This is what this is about. You guys, you heard the earlier affirmations and the affirmations talk and all that. And throughout our live chat mid-show and in our Spotlight Hour. Spotlight Hour is our third hour of each Hair Radio Morning Show. And that's where we may have a special guest or a special topic that we're introducing on the broadcast. And that's what this program is all about. It really is. It's a lot of business talk, a lot of entrepreneurial talk, a lot of hair tips. We're getting back to having our stylist on. Yes, a lot of education. And that's why
always
I created.
Always have your pen and paper.
Always have your pen and paper.
Never
I agree.
Never know. Yes. Never know what you're going to hear. Jot it down.
Now, because of that, I created the Traction Alopecia Foundation. You already call it TAF, which is great. TAF, T-A-F, and that stands for Traction Alopecia Foundation, which is the first Traction Alopecia Foundation anywhere in the world. And the focus of Traction Alopecia for us is education, what Nicole Marie just said. And that is our whole foundation of everything that we do at the rate. Everything emanates out of that for us at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
It does.
So I just wanted to get
on out. Carrie, education is power. So the more that we inform our listeners, it just, you know, it's just fuel for them to go out and, you know, be inspired. You've been educated on something, and, you know, education is power.
I agree. And I'll tell you, for us on the radio show, what I love about, you know, we're not preachy on this broadcast.
Right.
We tend to use a lot of our own experiences and share that online. Our guests do the same thing. Our hosts, our other hosts do the same thing. Yeah, education is definitely power, but the good news is that you can listen in the privacy of your own home.
Yes.
No one knows that you're getting educated. They're just going to hear how you can spew out all kinds of wonderful new information and wonderful new details. So that's the great thing. You can, you know, because some folks are funny about, you know, they don't want others to know they're learning something.
Right, right.
You know, for me, I'm not.
Put on the spot, so to speak. Right.
Yeah. So this, you can do it privately by listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Because remember, you dial in on the 516 number, and you can just listen and automatically connect you to the broadcast. And you can go out all over the place. You can take your cell phone with you everywhere, in the car, while you're making breakfast for the kids. And we're just having some great conversations and all of that. Now, I've got to also take a moment to make sure everybody's aware. Coming up a little later this morning, in just a bit, of course, we'll have Michael Hopkins on with the Vet Talk Radio Show. And he has a big, big show coming up today. It's his number five. It's the Vet Talk Radio Show number five for the second season.
Second season.
Folks are like, well, yeah, because he's been on, he's produced a lot of shows. And so I love the topics. We'll have him on to kind of intro that and bring us up to speed on all of that in just a bit.
Right.
So I'm real excited about that. And now, what about for the rest of the week, Nicole Marie? Anything jump out at you on what we've got on the way for the Hair Radio Morning Show fans?
Well, for our spotlight hour, we do have a very special guest on Wednesday, Dr. Millicent Davis. So you definitely want to tune in for this interview. And then on Thursday and Friday, our topic that we will be discussing will be bullying. Now, that's a
bullying.
Big topic.
Exactly. And Thursday in particular, we want all of you guys to pay attention to this because we're all going to be on it. It'll be a big panel discussion. So thank you for that, Emily. That's right. And then Friday, we want to tackle it in the hair industry, the hair community. What can we do? Because I, as you'll learn on Thursday, we each can do something.
Yes.
We can each do something. Again, all of this falls under hair, beauty, and community. So Friday, what will the hair industry do with making a change to cut out bullying? So we're going to talk about all of that.
All about change.
Yes, it is so much about change. So now what's going on in our, you know, talk about some of these girl power moments in recent times, because, you know, I think, you know, I was thinking about you and the wonderful girl power segments that you do and the wonderful talk. I know we lost a country icon, Loretta Lynn, recently. She was so uniquely empowering, I think, to women, particularly.
Her
things were great, but she was no-nonsense talking straight shooter in her song.
And she wasn't afraid. In her songs, she talked about her life. She wasn't afraid to put her life out there and discuss, you know, the things that happened throughout her life. And I really admired that about her.
I think everybody
because,
did.
You know,
I think she's up there with, like, the Dolly. I think there was even a video I saw with Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, and the late Tammy Wynette, who was another one exactly. You know, Loretta Lynn and Tammy Wynette were the true queens of country music.
Of country
and
music.
And so, and they would sing those heartbreaking songs. And, you know, so yes, indeed. I love them so much. And I certainly miss them. Of course, Dolly is still with us, and she's just doing some amazing things out there for folks.
Yes, she is. And she's still going. Yes,
she's still going strong. And, you know, and she's such a sweet lady. It just
she
from
is.
Every pore of her being, you know. And I saw a video clip. You know how they show all that stuff in the social media feeds. That Dolly was saying, she was on the camera talking, and she said that, you know, she really was essentially didn't want to, you know, kind of like let other people live and be happy and, you know, be kind.
Right.
And I thought about that. I said, be kind.
Be kind.
And we've gotten
so
far.
Be kind.
Yeah. Well, we've gotten so far away from it, Nicole Marie. What do you think? I think folks are not taking the time to be as kind as I think we should be. So how do you feel about that?
I totally agree. I think our society has moved, you know, so much to the me, and we're moving so fast that we're not thinking about other people. Because that's what it's about, thinking about other people. Treat people the way you want to be treated. It's not about you. You know, and I think not only about you, but I think so many people that's the thought now, you know, this is what I want to do. This is where I'm going. This is, you know, and we're not thinking of other people and being kind along the way, being considerate along the way.
I agree. I think that we've got to do some things, folks, that, you know, really can swing that pendulum back, because we've got to be kind to each other. We've got to be kinder. Right now, it's not healthy. And that's in part why I decided to really bump up our efforts. Exactly. And I bumped up our efforts here on the broadcast. Because we want to support you guys, and we want you to support us.
Yeah.
We want, you know, and that's kind of where this bullying topic kind of came up. My dear brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, you know, he's been on our show recently as well, and his company produced the Zoom video, and I was just blown away at the topic and the guests that he had assembled. And I said, we've got to kind of, you know, keep this going.
Yeah.
So
very important.
Yeah.
So important.
Absolutely.
So important.
So in our first hour
on
Thursday,
going on. So, yes.
Exactly. On Thursday and Friday, we'll definitely air his Zoom presentation with all of these folks. And I want to say Michael Hopkins, the Pep Talk man himself, and myself, we had a chance to participate in this presentation on bullying. So you guys are going to hear that on Thursday and Friday mornings in the first hour. And then we're going to have some mid-show chatter about it and in the spotlight hour at 8 with Dr. Paul Dyer, Michael Hopkins,
great,
Nicole Marie, myself. Great. I'm trying to see if I can get my dear brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, back for a little bit. But we're going to talk a little bit more about this. And like I said, we've got some special things to share that we have not talked about that you're going to hear
first.
So that is something. I also want to ask you, I don't know if you've seen the new Upscale magazine yet, but just to mention that this cover is so beautiful, and it is the October-November of 2022 issue. And I'm just loving this. It really is
awesome.
Special. It's a beautifully done Upscale magazine cover. It's just incredible. They've got Letitia Wright, and I believe she's in the new Black Panther Wakanda Forever movie.
Wow, love
and
Wakanda.
So, yeah, so this is a great story, a great article that's in there. And we're going to be talking about some of the wonderful, wonderful, articles and features that they have in this new issue. And then,
I'm looking forward to
that. Well, you know what? I have to say they've got a lot of great stories, and we're going to talk about some of them. On page 35, you'll find my advertisements that I designed for the magazine and for all of our products and all of that. So, yeah, you'll see the Carapy, which is the hair growth system, and I'm super excited about that, shampoos, conditioners, and oils and all of that. So we're happy to kind of, you know, talk about all of that. And then also Upscale Magazine Radio. So really
great.
Good stuff. Yeah, we're coming along. So I am excited. I am. And so that's my big take on all of that. And I was just saying, we want to welcome all of our new advertisers as well. I would be remiss if I didn't.
Welcome,
take
and thank you so much.
Yes. And they've got some good stuff in Upscale. So we're going to keep you guys informed about that. In the meanwhile, of course, UpscaleMagazineRadio.com is where you can listen to all kinds of classic hair radio shows, current hair radio shows, plus amazing Upscale interviews with folks who appear in their magazine and some that are inspired by the magazine. So we're real happy about that. There's just so much more to come. There's always much more to come. Now, Nicole Marie, I want to take a moment to have you tell everybody just a little bit. And we're going to start getting into much more of these conversations, but take a few minutes to talk about royalty distribution. What is it all about?
Royalty distribution. I'm so very excited about it. Being able to distribute the Carapy products. I'm just so very excited just to be able to touch not only women but others in our community with these fabulous products. Being able to help those that are suffering with hair loss and just being able to help just those hairstylists just to educate them on the products and just get the products in their hands.
Deep down, heart telling me no, our body screaming yes. When we F, I give a D, I put it to the test. Throw it back on me like Michelin X. I got that bag on me, I can cut you a check. I want that for free, girl, what you expect? I'ma stay wild boss, baby, nothing less. You can be a dime, but I'm unimpressed. Baby, you can be the bomb, but I'm unimpressed. Yeah. Crap table in Vegas, I let her blow the dice. Ringside watching Ortiz throw the fight. Dog keys to the Sammy Davis Jr. suite. That's how I swept her off her feet, I had a boom with me. Candle lit, listening to Tevin Campbell hit. High notes, taking toast to some brand new. Making jokes cause her sense of humor matches mine. Make a toast, pour us both another glass of wine. To my boo thing, to my new thing. I fell for you and it tightened up my shoestring. Now we tripping, shopping sprees in Tokyo. Island hopping and drop the skis in the Pocono. Fucking with no control, not even plan B. I lick on her, she Bluetooth me. I like it hands free. Love the way she twerk in the mirror and make it clap. Indian giver, she give it to me, then take it back. We fall asleep, wake up, bake a sack. Again, roll up another, then make a snack, yeah. Walking off, look at all that saw back there. I'm her plug, she my drug, just to crack. Tell her, you know her body screaming yes. When we ask, I give a D, I put it to the test. Throw it back on me, like Michelin X. I got that bag on me, I can cut you a check. I want that for free, girl, what you expect? I'ma stay wild boss, baby, nothing less. You can be a dime, but I'm unimpressed. Baby, you can be the bomb, but I'm unimpressed.
No, but our body don't agree at all. Wait, let me take it from the very start. Met her over Delaware at the Christiana Mall. Coming out and back from body, but our body said it all. Pretty face, small waist, set it off. Cat suit, no draws. Red bottom, slow off. Bag by Go Yard. Shorty like to go hard.
I got that bag on me.
I'm a fucking ball.
Like an athlete.
All I do is ball. I had to try it cause mommy features were so exotic. Long hair, skin complexion, a Pocahontas. Every girl that's walking by, she hypnotizing. We go together like gin and tonic, it ain't surprising. She in the mountain climbing, I'm in the taking trips to private islands. Intercontinental on the Hayman Islands. Water so clear that it make you wanna drink
her
up out.
Her telling me no, her body screaming yes. When we F, I give a D, I put it to the test. Throw it back on me like Michelin X. I got that bag on me, I can cut you a check. I want that for free, girl, what you expect? I'ma stay wild boss, baby, nothing less. You can be a dime, but I'm unimpressed. Baby, you can be the bomb, but I'm unimpressed. Yeah, yeah.
I got that bag on me. I'ma stay wild boss, and I'm unimpressed. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is mid-show, Tuesday, October 11th of 2022. It's our show number 770, and we're broadcasting live. It's about 7:34 if you're on the East Coast. And I'm bringing on my wonderful colleague and co-host as well, Michael Hopkins out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Again, happy mid-show to you, sir. Good morning. We're going to talk about Vet Talk. Absolutely. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Right. Good morning.
Yes, lots to get into. And you know, if it's mid-show, we are bringing on the Candle Queen herself down in Jacksonville, Florida. And, Michael, we're going to talk to her about the weather down there. We're going to, because there's still a lot going on with Florida in general. We're glad that, you know, that our wonderful CEO of Divine Energy Candles Blue is safe and all of that. So we're going to bring her on. Let's talk with Blue. Good morning, Blue. You're on with Michael Hopkins and Carrie Hines. It's mid-show, Tuesday, October 11th. We're live.
Good morning, Blue.
Good morning, Carrie. How's everyone
doing?
Good morning.
I thought I would shock you guys. First, we had a wonderful song that we just played. I have to say, it really caught me by surprise. I absolutely love it. We have a gentleman that we support here, and he supports us, support him. He's been with me many times, co-hosting and checking in with us in interviews and so forth. His name is Statewide Chip. He's down in the South Jersey area, you know, outside of Philadelphia and all of that. And I have to say, his music, the song that we just played, which is called Unimpressed, and he's got a few songs that we're going to be playing this week. We're so glad. I love them. They're melodic. You know, you don't have to be a kid to enjoy good hip-hop, good rap songs, good things that make us think and have a great tune. So I love it. He's giving me some radio edits because I really couldn't play it. He had too much going on early in the morning, of course, but he gave us some great radio edits, and these songs sound amazing. You got to check them out again. Statewide Chip. I made a posting on Facebook. You can find out all about him. He's with Statewide Bosses. I'm going to shout them out as well. They're all fantastic guys. Okay, so now, Baloo, on to you down in Florida, the Jacksonville, Florida area. Blue, yes. Now, you know, we're going to talk about Divine Energy, luxury candles in just a moment, but what's happening down in Florida? Any update for us?
Not really. The weather here we had a beautiful, beautiful weekend.
Good.
No rain.
That's good.
That's great.
They're promising us some rain, though, today. It's cloudy, but the sun is peeking out. It's 71 this morning. Usually we have been waking up to 51.
Oh, wow.
Early in the morning,
wow.
Lately, but today we're at 71.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's like
a nice
dream
turnaround
high for us.
Right.
Wow.
Yes.
It really is.
So we're going to have a nice day today, but they said by 3 or 4 o'clock we're going to have some rain. So yeah.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
I'm
a little rain
to a good day.
Good. Well, listen, that starts with you and Divine Energy Candles, again, a luxury candle line. We're happy because if today's your first day, you may not know that Blue usually checks in and gives us a scent of the day. And I love this. I really do. It's just a great way to get our day started. It's a way to shake, you know, to wake up and think of some happy thoughts. And you can order your favorite scent from DivineEnergyCandles.com. We love that. And she's got a whole lot to choose from. But but today, Blue, what do you have from Divine Energy Candles to share with us?
Yes, Carrie, thank you. Today, I have some white tea for us today. White tea. We all love our tea in the morning, some of us, and our coffee. But we're gonna start today off with a little white tea. And this luxurious fragrance is the ultimate spa. Like, you know, we go to spas, we like to lay there and get a nice massage and relax and have somebody, you know, rub that oil on us. But white tea is good at the spa. You'll smell that soft scent when you're in there. And this is deeply aromatic. This scent does begin with top notes of mandarin and a lemongrass, amplified by mid notes of bergamot and ginger steeped into the base of the white tea and jasmine. Now, this uplifting scent transforms any space into a soothing atmosphere, and it will capture the aroma with we use them in diffusers. I wanted to start diffusers a couple years ago, but I just stay focused on the candles for a while. But this white tea scent is good.
Tell everybody, Blue, what are diffusers exactly? I kind of know what they are, but share with everybody.
Absolutely. Diffusers are, I would say, you can find them anywhere, but they're like vases, and they have different fragrances in the bottle. And you put, I call them skewers. You know how you get the skewers for your steaks and your tomatoes and the, but you stick the sticks inside of the oil base, and you kind of shake them around. You flip the skewers over some more, and you do the other side inside of the vase with the fragrances, and you let it sit in your home. And that's a good way to fragrance your home as well. It goes really far. It's really good to use diffusers in, like, bathrooms where you don't want to necessarily set an open flame candle unless you're going to be in there taking a bath. But diffusers are very good for bathrooms, yeah. Or offices, you know, your office space where you can just, you know, let it hang out and don't have to worry about anything, you know, catching fire because there's no fire to catch.
Awesome. Well, it sounds amazing to me. And that, can you imagine the ambiance? Can you just imagine it? So this is what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, with this white tea, the top notes, you have mandarin and lemon. So you're going to get that mandarin, that sweet, like, orangey citrus smell right away with that lemon. And then that middle note of that bergamot and ginger, that middle bergamot and ginger, they go beautiful together. And then the base has jasmine and white tea. So the combination of all those six scents are just amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. I mean, you cannot. You had us at white tea.
cannot go wrong with white tea. Mm-mm.
Not at all. We're loving this morning. And we want to remind everybody that on Fridays, you usually come on and you do a kind of like a wrap-up for the week of the candle scents that you cover, which is great. So if you missed any along the way, of course, you can play back the whole three-hour Hair Radio morning show and tune on in. but it's also good to just catch up on Friday morning's mid-show. Blue usually goes over some of the candles from the week and also gets you ready for the weekend because a lot of us have those special dates and times. And I love I put on a candle every Friday evening to just get, you know, in the right mindset and frame, you know, right frame of mind for the weekend. So that's my little regimen. So, you know, you guys have your thing out there. DivineEnergyCandles.com. Again, luxury candle line. We're going to talk more with Blue along the way. Real happy about that. Now, I've got to bring Michael Hopkins back into the convo this morning. Michael Hopkins, you will be on about 8:30 this morning. Really, I think it's about 8:25 or so that we're going to get you guys started with Vet Talk Radio. So you're doing, we're going to send you out just a bit to prepare for all of that. But you'll be on this morning about 8:30 or so with the Vet Talk Radio show. And this is your second season. You're still kind of at the beginning. It's your show number 5. Michael Hopkins, what can you tell us today that we can expect? I think you're getting folks up to 100%. Can you kind of just touch on that a little bit? And again, stay tuned in 8:30. Michael will go into greater detail. But Michael, what can you tell us about this? Michael Hopkins, are you, are we going to have to send out the APB for Michael Hopkins this morning?
Oh, Karen, it's highly valued ratings to take you to 100%.
Okay, all right. So what does all of that mean, Michael?
Oh, pretty much it's showing veterans how going to 100%. A lot of us want to go there. But unfortunately, regrettably, it's kind of difficult. So what we've done here at Vet Talk Radio, we've put together a way to show them how to get there rather quickly. And it's going to be a lot of fun, too, today. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think so, too. But you know what, Michael? I'm going to just share with everybody because what this is all about, Michael does claims talk. So if today's your first time tuning in, you're not going to have an idea what he's talking about. But, yes, Michael does claim talk on Tuesday mornings about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. So for folks who are veterans, and, again, anybody can tune into the show. It's, like you said, a lot of fun. But also he covers talk that helps the veterans file claims. so they can get compensation money each month. And he can help them increase the money that they get by providing them tips on how to get up to 100%, which means that they would that pretty much, I guess, maxes you out at that point.
Right, pretty much, Karen.
So, pretty much. Okay, so that's really what this is all about. And today he has uncovered some super quick and high-value ways to get there. If you're close to 100% but you're not quite there, this will help you to get there. So you don't want to miss it. And if you know a veteran, tell them to tune in this morning at about 8:30 this morning. So coming up in about 45 minutes. Michael Hopkins, always great to have you with us. And so we're real happy. A little bit after 8 o'clock this morning, coming up in our spotlight hour at the kickoff, it's a little bit after 8. We're going to talk. We've got more of Michael coming up as well. We're going to be really going into great detail. I myself have some updates you don't want to miss. I've got a lot to share and a lot to talk about. We really want to talk about the Christmas gifts. You know, to me, it's Christmas gift season, which is right now. And Blue, I think I talked with you a little bit about it the other day. But I really want to go in on this because I think folks need to start shopping now. Someone told me, asked me if I, well, this is the thing. They asked me if I had a gift card. Of course we have gift cards. Are you kidding? And you can buy them now and save. So, you know, guys, you know we have the Kerapy.com website. So Kerapy.com website, Kerapy.com. You go there, you can buy a gift card. This is the holiday season. So, Blue, I know you have some candles, and you do gift orders. Tell everybody about the gift orders. Yeah.
Oh, yes. For the holidays, we will be doing – well, I mean, we do gift baskets.
You do it all year long,
for
right?
The holidays. Yeah, all year long. You get them for weddings, birthdays. But for Christmas time, they're special because, you know, we put Christmas stuff in them. Candy canes, different little things, mistletoes, you know. We always add something to juice them up.
You think of
something special. Yeah, well, you got to,
it.
You know, because you want. I like to make people happy, so you got to keep it. Got to keep it nice and you know, pleasant to the eye.
Yes, and they are packaged great. You know, when it was my birthday back in August. You sent a beautiful package. It was all so well put together. I never forgot it from Divine Energy candles.
Thank
I saved
you.
It.
Yeah.
It's very delightful. So we're always happy about
that's
that.
That's great.
Get your gift. This is the time to buy your gifts, guys. And I really mean it. I can't say it enough. So I know there's some background stuff going on, guys. I don't know whose line that is, but please mute it out, folks. So I'm real happy. I also want to talk about TAF. We're going to get into that in just a little bit. I've been trying to just get some things out there. I want to take a little bit of a music break, just a tiny little break. We'll be back with a whole lot more to get into this morning. Do not go anywhere. I also want to talk about some important things happening at the end of this week on Thursday and Friday. So we're going to get into all of that. Blue, Michael Hopkins, the Hair Radio Morning Show. I don't know if you heard this morning, but I've got to say, I don't know about you guys, but I love Brandy. I love Kanye West's music. I had a chance to meet Kanye, and I'll tell you about that in just a bit, but this is one of my favorite songs from Miss Brandy, and she has a lot of songs that I absolutely love. And I'm glad she's having a little bit of a resurgence. And I don't know if you guys like her. Well, I'll ask you guys on the other side of this, Michael and Blue. But Brandy, she's been a star for a long time. And this is one of the biggest, I don't know if it was a big hit out there for you guys, but I think so. But I certainly enjoyed it. Again, it's a song called Talk Our Love. It is Brandy and Kanye. Take a listen.
What you hit this time? Gonna speak your mind. I know somebody's lying. It's always something. Her auntie told your cousin. Then all your homies jumping. Now the whole hood was
To a girl that still want a man. Tell me the truth, is that a man or Juana, man? I'm wondering why she ready to go like Wanda then. When we met, you was a B like Madonna, man. Now you in the field running plays like Donovan McNabb. Before you get in the cab, I traded my cash just to take it back to last summer, man. You don't remember when you was my sweetest. You don't remember I call you pieces, pieces. Cause it's no wrong way to do, you know what. She turned around, giggled, said you so nuts. But nowadays we acting way too grown up. Like how your ex-girl get that new number. The rumors was so numerous. For sticking by me, I had to give you two thumbs up. And that's why
the more they talk about it.
Your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
Thank you, Angela. It is Tuesday, October 11th, 2022. It's hour show number 770, about 7:54 in the morning. Again, coming up about 8:30 or so, Michael Hopkins and the Vet Talk Radio Show folks will be on. Big show for him. So, you know, please stay tuned. Keep it right here. It'll just play automatically. Back to the line, of course, Blue from out of Jacksonville, Florida. Michael Hopkins, it's great to have you both again. So I got to ask you, Blue, I don't know if you heard of Brandy. Okay. Are you a fan of Brandy down there in Florida?
Oh, God. I'm a fan of Brandy everywhere. Not just here in Florida. I love Brandy, yes.
Full Moon, all of them
are my favorite.
Me. She I really like the classic ones best, but I love anything. Mm-hmm. She has a smoky voice, and Whitney Houston just loved Brandy. She absolutely loved Brandy, and I think they did didn't they do a movie Cinderella? Mike, I think it was Cinderella,
and actually it was back on here back during the summer. They did a replay of it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm a big fan of both anything with Whitney, anything with, you know, the great Brandy and all of them. But speaking of music, I do want to just take a moment because maybe you guys did not, you just tuned in. If that's the case, then you missed our kickoff interview this morning. We had the biggest star in the world, her dad, join us. We're talking about Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, was our special guest this morning. So I played our classic interview. And I love Matthew because he had a book out on, you know, how to accomplish great things as an entrepreneur. And, you know, 10 great traits, I believe it's called. So if you Google it, it'll pop up. But what I loved about Matthew being on the show was that he was able to really help entrepreneurs. But he also talked about when Beyonce was a little girl and how his ex-wife, Tina, they had a big hair salon in Houston. And he just he shared with me some great things. If you guys missed it, you can play the show back. You'll hear it. It was the first kickoff interview this morning about 6 o'clock or so. And then we had a chance to get on some of the music from as well, from Beyonce as well. And so really special. He was doing like hair radio type stuff, Blue, before we were doing, before there was a such thing, you know, way back in the old days. But real great stuff. So I'm real happy about that. Hey, I want to thank you, Blue. Thank Michael. Thank everybody for being with us. We got a lot more to get into this morning on the show. And a lot more to come. So we're going to have you guys to stay with us. And we'll be right back. So stay with us, folks. Let's see what we got going on. Oh, yeah. Got to talk to you guys about what's happening tomorrow. And I'm sorry, Thursday and Friday right here. It's very important. So we'll get into it. Stay with us.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story. And we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have some amazing guests joining us right now. I'm so very, very honored to welcome two incredible twin brothers who really are just doing amazing things out there in the way of business and so much more. It is my great honor to welcome to the broadcast for the very first time Jamal and Jamari Sharp. Good morning and welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show and Upscale Magazine Radio. We're going to talk about all of that and so much more, but again, welcome to the broadcast this morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's great to have you both with us. And I kind of want to jump right on in because you guys have been doing amazing things out of the Pensacola, Florida area. And I kind of want to, you know, paint the picture. Where exactly is Pensacola? And because we have folks from all over the planet here on our broadcast. So where are you guys really located? And how did all of this start? And we're going to get into all of that and more. So tell us first, where's Pensacola and what does it mean and all of that good stuff? Jamari, I'll let you guys take it.
So Pensacola, Florida is in Florida, of course, right on the Panhandle. Of course, all Floridians know what the Panhandle is. For those listeners who don't quite know what that is, the Panhandle, you'll see basically, if you look at the state of Florida, is like a skinnier strip at the top, and then it comes down and it widens up when you get down to like Central and South Florida. So that little strip is called the Panhandle, and basically because it's skinny, like the handle of a pan.
Like a pan.
But we're right on the edge of that, basically bordering Alabama. So we're basically closer to Alabama than we are to almost any other city in Florida. It's about Pensacola is about depending on where you're at, you could be about 15-20 minutes from Alabama. So literally right there on the edge. Yeah. So that's where Pensacola, Florida. We're 3 hours from Tallahassee. Mobile, Alabama is really near. Panama City is right there. Destin and Crestview, those are our neighbors. They're right down the road. So.
Okay. And now, was that Jamal talking or Jamari?
This is Jamari talking.
Okay, Jamari. Okay. Now, who did I speak with before? I spoke with one of you guys.
It was Jamal.
Okay, that was Jamal. Okay. Boy, we're going to – I think this is my first time having twins on the show at the same time. So,
The fact that we're not at the same place either is going to be funny because I think it's going to be a lot of weight. So who was that? Who said that?
Exactly. Oh, well, we're going to have a lot of fun. So I am so excited. I want to read this a little bit for everybody because this is really your story, and it's so incredible. So it's here, Jamal and Jamari Sharp are twin brothers who have been a pillar in the Pensacola community for the past 2 years. Jamal is an HBCU graduate who graduated from Florida A&M University, while Jamari Sharp is a staff sergeant in the United States Air Force. And it says, between the two of you, you guys own an award-winning production company, supply chain and logistic company, property and vehicle management business, and snowball business, which we're going to get all into. And it even says you guys have a hand in real estate. So you guys really have quite a bit going on. So I've got to start with the shops. I understand you guys have a couple of actual brick-and-mortar locations, and it kind of focuses on the food business and snowball. So I kind of want to talk a little bit about that. Can you tell us a little bit about, first, what exactly is a snowball? Tell us what, and we know what the, you know, out in the world, S-N-O-W, and bull, snowballs, I should say, from up here in New York. But tell everybody what your spelling is and what the significance is for snowballs and what you guys are doing.
Okay, a snowball is going to be basically just the finest shaved ice you can find. A lot of people get it confused with the snow cone, But a snow cone is kind of going to have that crunchy taste to it, ice. And this is Jamal speaking. But we're going to be, it's a snowball. So it's a fine shaved ice. And it's going to basically melt into your mouth. It's going to be exactly like snow. So that's basically what a snowball is. You can get different types of flavors. All of it, you can get candy on top of it. You can get ice cream in the middle of it. You can get cheesecake in the middle of it. It's basically what we call it, gourmet snowballs. And we like to call it New Orleans style because my family is from New Orleans, and that's where it originated from. So we definitely pay homage and pay all respect to New Orleans. Now, that's where the snowballs from.
Were they, Jamal, already doing the snowballs there in the Louisiana area? Were they the ones that
sure,
created?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I never heard of this before. I think it's interesting.
Yeah. But, snowballs. Everyone does it their different way. Like, we have our own twist to it. And we brought it to Pensacola. There is no other brick-and-mortar places in Pensacola that does it. But everyone has a twist. But, yes, there are a lot of – more so down south they have them, in the Louisiana area, Mississippi area, and some in Florida. But, we have our own little twist to it. We like to call them gourmet snowballs.
Gourmet snowballs. I wrote that. Gourmet snowballs. Okay. Now, let me also back up a little bit. You have shops, right? That's where you sell these out to the folks. Am I correct? And what is the name of those shops that you set up?
They're called BAM Snowballs. BAMSNOBALLS. There's no W on our snowballs.
Okay, so your snowballs are SNOBALLS. Okay, and BAM. So when you say BAM, you just mean BAM snowball. So, like, in other words, there it is kind of thing.
BAM, it jump out at you. But there's also another meaning about it.
And by the way, for anybody listening, you can find us on Instagram at BAM Snowball, so BAMSNOBALLS, and then and on Facebook and Twitter as BAM Snowballs as well.
Awesome.
But the BAM Snowballs, it basically, when you look at us, we're also superhero themed. So, like, we have comics inside the shop, and kids can come look at, or adults of course, while they're eating their snowballs, and we got like artwork on the wall that basically pays homage and symbolizes Pensacola as well, the city we're from, as well as superheroes and everything like that, the theme. So the BAM is kind of like gives that onomatopoeia portion that you see in the comics and everything like that, as well as it's actually a double meaning. It stands for by all means.
I love
B-A-M,
that.
By all means.
So you've given
and
it.
Where that originates from is the production company that was originally started that you see, as you read about earlier. That's called By All Means Creations,
wow.
And that's for the for photography and videography, and that's kind of where it all started, to where long ago, years ago, me and my brother talking to each other, everything like that, and we're just talking about by all means, and that's basically everybody can relate to that in the sense that they want to get something done by all means, or they want to do something by all means, or achieve something, or be something. So it's kind of like, we decided to still incorporate that by all means, but then throw the comic book theme as well as the onomatopoeia and all that, so get BAM Snowballs.
Well, every time, I never thought I would ever hear the onomatopoeia word again in life after grade school.
I'm saying a little bit more than I like now.
Well, listen, and all I can think of is Batman. This is way going back. Folks, I'll bring you up to speed on these amazing brothers in the book. But, yeah, see, for the older folks, there was a TV show long ago called Batman, and they used to show those words like BAM and all those onomatopoeia-type words. So, listen, just to bring everybody up to speed here on this broadcast today, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and for Upscale Magazine Radio, which really is this brand new legendary magazine that we are the 24-hour 7-day-a-week streaming partner too, which is, again, Upscale Magazine Radio. You guys are amongst the first to be part of this new operation. So I just wanted to kind of spring that on you this morning. So thank you so much for joining us. Yes. So, again, we're talking to Jamari and Jamal Sharp. And I've got to say this because I find it incredibly just unbelievable that you guys are just 24 years old. You're very, very young, and to have created so much in the way of business from locations with your snowballs, your BAM snowballs, to everything that you guys are doing. And I've got to say, I also have to take a moment. They would kill me over at the Vet Talk radio show, which is on my network right here, and folks hear it over at Upscale Magazine Radio as well. But so Jamari, you are a staff sergeant in the United States Air Force, and I just wanted to, I was just blown away with that note there. Since we produce, I've gotten to know a lot of veterans, and I just, every week we do a show here, a live broadcast, and we pay tribute to these incredible folks, and I just wanted to thank you for your service, and it's impressive.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I appreciate it. Thank you for your support. I appreciate that, definitely.
Absolutely. Now, gentlemen, I've got to turn to some more about these snowballs. It's hard to say that name. I don't know why. It just always brings, you know, it's light and airy. It makes me think of the kids a lot, too. So you talked a little bit earlier about when they come into your actual location, your food spot there. So, and the children, it's light and airy and everything that's going on there. So, but what does this really mean to you, you know, inspiring the young people? What's been the response in Pensacola to this and your efforts? Yeah, either of you, Jamari or Jamal, jump right on in.
Man, the response is amazing. We love seeing the little kids and even the grown adults come into our establishment and just feel the love and feel the vibe that we give off when you come in. We have music playing. There's artwork in there. The snowball's going to be good. People are going to be laughing and playing and joking around. It just feels amazing. The community most definitely rocks out with every grand opening we've had. The community then showed up and showed out. We have a lot of support that we have to thank the Pensacola community for, most definitely. We just love impacting the youth, you know, where the young kids can see people, because we're still young guys as well, so they can see kind of people their age or people they look up to or closer to them, that they can see that they're doing something. So that's a great feeling. It's just, every time I walk in the shop, I just get a smile on my face. Kids in there, kids recognize us. Good point. That's the guy who owns this shop. That's the guy who passed me my snowball. Sometimes we do speaking engagements at schools as well, and kids will remember us from their school and come in the shop and just like light up whenever they see us.
Okay. Now, I have got to ask you guys, how did you get this little certain something, this entrepreneurial, you know, seed? Where, who planted it? Because it's got to start somewhere, and we don't often see this, you know, in the way that the media portrays young men of color and all of that. So where did, who planted this? How did this all get started in you guys? You're, let me just say this again, you're about 24 years old, you know, so who put this inside of you? Please tell us.
Man, you know, since I can remember, my dad didn't have a business, but he did everything himself. So in a sense, you can call him an entrepreneur. Whether he fits like little odd jobs around the house or things with our cars, we've always seen him do things for himself. My mom actually has a cake business as well. She decorates cakes. Son of Divine.
Wow.
Creations. She bakes cakes, decorates them, gourmet cakes. So we've seen that in the house growing up. And then I'm in college, I've had a job, and I was thinking, you know, I kind of want to do some things for myself. So I picked up the camera, ended up going to work with that, and then put my brother on. and he decided he wanted to be a part, and then just, you know, doing that, thinking about, so that's kind of where the first entrepreneur kind of spirit first started.
And I'm going to take a guess here. I'm going to take a stab. That's Jamal talking, correct?
Yes, sir, it is Jamal.
Now, did I do well or what? Okay. So,
hold on, you got.
Thank you. Well, that's called active listening. So you gave me a lot of clues there to figure it out. Well, listen, I am excited for you guys. I really am. And the other thing I wanted to make sure, whatever we can do to send folks, if you're in the Pensacola area, so far, my understanding correctly, you have two different brick-and-mortar locations and a mobile food trailer. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So how can we send people to these wonderful businesses you have?
You can check us out on Facebook at Bam Snowballs or Instagram, Bam Snowballs, or Twitter at Bam Snowballs with no W. And you can always email us at bamsnowballs@gmail.com.
And reach out to us at Hair Radio and UpscaleMagazineRadio.com, of course. And we will put you in touch with these incredible gentlemen. We're so excited for all that they are working on. And so, and I was also very pleased to hear that you guys are a part of the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber of Commerce in Pensacola, Florida. So that's great.
Yes.
You're able to network with other businesses. And so that's incredibly important.
Yeah, a group of people here has definitely helped us with our business a lot, and we most definitely thank them so much.
Awesome. So what's next for you guys? What else can you tell us? What's next? And how do I get my snowball up here in New York City for me? How do I get the taste of those snowballs up here? I'll let you figure that part out.
We do have DoorDash, but I don't think they'll come all the way out there.
Not yet, no. But you know what? I think this is incredibly I'm very excited for you guys. So that means I'll have to take a trip down to Pensacola. So I'm happy to do that. I don't think I've ever been specifically to Pensacola. Of course, I've been to Florida many times. But I'm excited about all that you guys are doing. I'm super, super hyped. So this is just incredible. So what's next for you? What is next? Of course, I see you guys taking over the world. But what's next for you?
Well, we most definitely want another mobile unit. We want another. We don't know if we're going to have a brick and mortar or mobile unit, and we want to get one in Las Vegas. My brother lives in Las Vegas. I'm here in Pensacola, and I kind of do this. I man all the shops and everything here, but we want to jump all the way to Las Vegas. I know it's kind of different, but we think what we've been working, and we kind of got a plan in mind where we want to bring it to the West Coast, and I think that may be one of the next steps.
I take my hat off to you. And for you guys out there who are tuned in, I love Las Vegas. I've had a chance to go out to Vegas many times. And I love it for the weather. I love it for its proximity to, like, L.A. and all that kind of stuff. It's so close, folks. You really – and they're doing some amazing things. And it's just a remarkable community. So please support these young fellas. Support them and all of their efforts. Again, please remind everybody on Instagram how they can find you across social media. Please take it away.
Yes, sir. Bam Snowballs on everything. BAMSNOBALLS. Remember, the Snowballs does not have a W. Bam Snowballs on everything. And the rest will take care of.
Awesome. And I want to also ask you guys if you have anybody you want to shout out to before we say goodbye.
Man, shout out to my mom. She does a phenomenal job helping us out. Without her, this snowball shop would not be going. Shout out to my dad. He helps out a lot. Shout out to all my employees. They help us. enormously. Our employees help us out enormously. So most definitely shout out to them. Shout out to Dustin, a great friend of mine. He actually has a flavor named after him. So shout out to Dustin and my brother might want to say a few people.
Please.
Yeah, for sure. My parents, my mom and my dad, as well as my brother. Originally when we first opened up, no employees, no anything, literally just us. And we were just grinding day in and day out. Like, we had a crazy outcome from the grand opening. A lot of people came. That week was just a crazy rush, crazy everything. And literally it was just all of us, like the sharps in there just grinding, getting to it. So definitely there's a big part of our success and still are right now. Anytime we call them right now, we need to come open up the shop or help. My mom stays in there all the time. So really want to give a shout out to them. Also, the city of Pensacola, they've been nothing but helpful in the way they support us and the way they share our posts and like our stuff and show up to events we have or participate in little things we do. So just grateful for all that. And, of course, our employees, especially now in the times of COVID and job shortages, people, it's hard to find employees. They're not showing up and not doing stuff. But our employees, they get the job done for us. And take care of things, even without us having to ask a lot of times. So we're very grateful for that. And, and I want to give a shout-out to you, man, for letting us come on and share.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's essential shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and, moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage. And moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
All right. It's that time for the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Terry Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, with the official host of the broadcast. Of course, we're talking about Michael Hopkins out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Happy Tuesday. Michael, what do you have on tap for us today?
Well, Terry Hines, what I have today, really great topic, highly valued ratings to take you to 100%. That is
right.
That magic thing that most veterans want to be. They want to be 100% rated as a disabled veteran.
Yes. All right. And as always, we want to take a moment to acknowledge the incredible fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show with a special salute for your service. Very much appreciate it. We really do. Right here on the broadcast. So when Michael says at the end of every show, it's all about the vets, it's all about the vets. So, Michael, I'm so happy. So getting us to 100%, because that's really a big deal, I understand,
yes,
for the veterans.
Yes,
so
it is.
So a lot of the veterans may be kind of close, right?
All right. Yeah, a lot of times, Kerry, what happens, a lot of veterans get to 70, 80, 90%. And you see, and we always talk about this on the show, a lot of times the VA, the claims and pension system, they have what we as veterans call, we call it that funky math. And you would think logically if you had 250% ratings, you should be at 100%. Kind of logically that makes sense, doesn't it? Well, you see in the VA world, it doesn't make sense. What makes sense is this. They have something called a presumption of soundness. And I know that's kind of big words. Presumption of soundness. In other words, Kerry Hines, when you go into the military, you raise your right hand, you go into the military, don't matter what branch, if prior to you going, you don't report anything, they don't find anything wrong with you, you know, medically, and they give you a green light, well, you're considered 100% in good shape, in good standing, going in the military. You're in good shape. When you get out of the military, doesn't matter if it's 20 years later, 5, 10, you're still considered 100%. You're in good shape when you got out from us. Not unless some things happen along the way, like we talk about here on the show for the claims. And now, once you start filing for claims, Kerry, and I'm kind of going to be abbreviated with the math, what they start doing is that 100% that you were when you went in,
right?
Every time you file a claim, they start deducting from that 100%. Like, for example, you filed for tinnitus or tinnitus, for the ringing in your ears.
Right.
It's your first claim. They grant you 10%. You're happy. In the VA's eyes, the claim section, they said, okay, Mr. Veteran or Miss Veteran, 10% of your body has issues, but 90% of your body is still good.
That's the logic they have. Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. That's their logic. So every time you file that 90%, they say you're still good, you're good to go. When you file a new claim, say you file something, another 10% claim. Well, now they start dividing that 10% and then 90%. And if it doesn't add up to the right amount of numbers when you divide it, you kind of stay right wherever that rating is. It has to hit, just like when we did math in school as kids. Like you round up and round down.
Yeah.
In essence, that's what they do. In essence, that's what they do. If when they add and do their little funky math, if it comes out to, say, your rating comes out to 37, roughly 37%, well, they'll round it up to 40%.
Okay.
If it comes up when they add and it comes to 34%, well, you go back to 30%.
Okay, so then 35 as the pointer, like
five is the halfway mark.
Right.
What happens, the more you do this, the higher you go up in the claims process and you get rated higher and higher and higher. By the time you get to about 70, 80, 90%, gets a little tough to get to that 100%. And actually, you only need 95%, and then they'll give you the last 5%, and boom, you're 100%.
I never forgot you said that before, Michael.
I mean, it's just that. You know, Kerry, it's just that math, and that's what drives a lot of us as veterans bonkers. Because when you first do this, you don't understand the math. So you're sitting at 70% thinking all you need is 30%. You get a claim that say 20%, but you don't move. You know, a lot of times you don't move or you do a 10% claim. And then everybody is thinking, well, my God, how come I'm not moving? And they're frustrated.
That's what it is. It's the math.
Wow.
Well, when you get, as I said before, when you get to 70, 80, 90%, what you need is just like what we said in the title. You need highly valued ratings.
Exactly.
Highly valued ratings, Carrie Hines, are ratings for things that you file for that's at least 30% or above as a rating. It's very important. When you get higher up and you're trying to get to 100%, getting rated for things that are 30%, 50%, 70%,
right.
A lot of times that's what's going to push you over to your 100%.
Wow.
And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Well, I am excited. Yes, I love this. I cannot wait to hear what are some of those highly valued
claims. Yes, sir.
These are going to be amazing. Well,
now,
okay, Michael, take it away.
Now, Carrie, this claim right here is normally about from 10 to 30%. And this one's called chronic sinusitis.
Chronic
sinusitis. Basically, you have some type of blockage in your nose. You got infections all the time. You have some things with your sinus or your sinal cavity that's going on.
Folks who have suffered from
this. Yeah, we hear them all the time, and they're hacking and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of that happens to us in the military. And as recently, when the PACT Act and people were overseas and South, West Asia, the oil, all of that good stuff has caused a lot of veterans to have these type of illnesses. First, they couldn't explain it, but now it's gotten better. And pretty much it's a disease of the nose. And it's chronic blockage in your nostrils. And a lot of us have that, where sometimes we have what polyps, and some people have heard them. Basically, a polyp is like a growth in your nose. Some people have that. Some people don't. The way the VA looks at it, if you have 3 to 4 more incapacitating episodes per year and with the sinusitis, and it requires some type of maybe a spray or pills or antibiotics. And if this thing lasts longer than 6 weeks, it's usually somewhere between 4 and 6 weeks, or sometimes you may have 3 to 6 non-incapacitating episodes per year of the sinusitis. And what will happen is, you also, and I know I can attest to this because I have this, you get headaches, pain in your sinal cavity. You have an infection in your nose, and it looks like a cold.
This is not fun for folks. I can tell
you
that.
No, it's not. Trust me. Recently, I had a bout with this because I have this. It's not fun. It is not fun. It's like having a bad cold. But it's not a cold.
And you can't hardly shake it.
You can hardly shake it. And we're talking 30%, and there are some secondaries to it, but 30% is a good claim. That is a good, solid claim that a veteran can file for. And that can help them on their way to their
100%. Awesome. Awesome. So
now,
what's
Carrie,
next on the list, Mike?
Number 4, and this is one that's right up there with a lot of the vets that were in Southwest Asia, in the Gulf, Afghanistan, Iraq, all that good stuff. It's called chronic fatigue syndrome.
Chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yeah, chronic fatigue syndrome. Lots of veterans have it. When they came back from overseas, at first nobody really could figure out because they were fatigued all the time. You know, no matter what you did, you were tired all the time. It was debilitating fatigue. Your cognitive skills, like you couldn't concentrate on things. You'd forget stuff. You'd have confusion. You know, it's a combination of things and signs and symptoms and all that. And for a long while, unfortunately and regrettably, a lot of the doctors here in America were stumped when it was a lot of these veterans. They were coming back, and nobody could figure out what it was.
Wow.
And what wound up happening through study, like places like the National Institute of Health here in the Washington, D.C. area,
yes,
they studied a lot of GIs, and then this is what they came up with, the chronic fatigue syndrome. The thing about it, Carrie Hines, it can turn out to be one of those large claims. It goes anywhere from 10%, usually at 10%, a lot of things like the cognitive and so forth and the illness, confusion, it's only happening to a person maybe a couple of weeks out of a year on the low side, the 10% side. By the time you get to the 100% side, you have all kinds of issues. You may be at the point where you cannot take care of yourself. And it restricts your daily activity. You know, simple things like driving, going to the store, picking up groceries, things like that. And wow. It could go up to 100%. And that's another claim that it's a highly valued claim. And now that the PACT Act and all this has been solved, this is one of the things that's in that PACT Act.
Mm-hmm. That is, it's, you know, just been incredible, but took so long.
Yeah, it's just so debilitating, Carrie.
Yeah.
It really is. So I just feel for those guys because
Absolutely.
Some of them, you know, I know some people like that, and, you know, it's just, it's devastating to them and their families. They went away one way, they come back years later, you know, they can barely do things. And a lot of them are younger people. You know, they went in when they were young. They're young now. And it's like, wow, what the world happened to you? But
I think
that's what happened.
Those are not easy things, you know, what you're talking about. So
quite
what's at number three, Michael Hopkins?
Number three, Carrie Hines, and this is a big one. It is migraine headaches.
Oh.
Many veterans have this.
Well, hold on, everybody kind of has migraines. So how?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
How they dealt with that?
Yeah, and you know, Carrie, we talked a little bit about this in previous episodes, and
yeah.
In season one, especially. Yeah. The thing about migraine headaches, one of the things that triggers it, believe it or not, is tinnitus or tinnitus, that ringing in your ears.
Yes. Oh boy. Wow.
It
and
triggers it
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. And many veterans suffer from this. Some of them still suffer in silence. And, and as you know, with migraines, they're so debilitating. Sometimes with migraines, you cannot do anything.
Right.
You have to go lay down. You have to be in a dark room. No lighting. Yeah. No sound. Some people. You know, they get sick. They literally get sick to the point where they may vomit up. I mean, you know, it's just the truth. And I know people like that. I know military people like that, that they've been suffering from migraine headaches ever since they were in the military. They sometimes they took Motrin or they did whatever it is they had to do, and they just kept on going. Those migraines can get to the point where your productivity, you can't go to work. I know veterans like that. You know, they have a civilian job, and sometimes, Carrie, they literally cannot go to work because the migraine headaches are just that bad. And the migraine headaches can be from 0 to 50%. And usually most veterans average 50% for them. But they can be severe. You can't work. I mean, my God.
Yeah,
very
you don't
severe.
Want migraine headaches.
No, you seriously don't want migraine headaches.
Right.
Yes.
Wow.
That is quite
so
true.
These that you, these one, these, I'm going to say wonderful for getting up to 100%, that's good. But these are not, you know, nobody would sign up for any of these things unless you really are dealing with these.
Right.
And most, as you said, chronic, you've used that in a couple of these descriptions. Interesting. Okay, Michael Hopkins, I am just saluting you on pushing you, you know, go knock it on out. Great job.
Right. Now, Carrie, number two is mental health issues. And
that's
once again, in the veteran community, that is a big deal, mental health issues. Once again, some of us as veterans, we suffer in silence for 10, 20, 50 years, 40 years. We suffer in silence until it just gets to the point where we have to say something. We have to do something. Mental health issues go from anywhere from 0 to 100%. And obviously, at 100%, you know, your productivity, your everything. And when you look at the ratings table, by the time a veteran is at 100%, you know, they don't know what time it is, the date. They may not recognize a lot of people in their family, their memory. I mean, it's just shot.
Yeah,
they're really bad. They need help. They need care. And a lot of times it's 24-hour care because – they may harm themselves or other people.
Mm.
And now some perfect examples of mental health issues that a lot of veterans deal with. The number one is what? Post-traumatic stress disorder.
PTSD, of course.
PTSD. And there are two types. There's combat and non-combat. Each one of them can be deadly to a veteran. And it's basically with the PTSD is anxiety. And it's a disorder that's caused by a very stressful, frightening, or disturbing event. Now, that don't sound like being in the military and being in combat.
No,
I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And there's another one, too. MDD, as it's called, or major depressive disorder. That's another one a lot of veterans have. You know, sometimes you have survivor's guilt where you're depressed because you got into something in the military, you guys got in a firefight, you're the only one that survived.
Right.
Everybody else.
Okay.
You know, things like that. Or it doesn't even have to be. You could be not even in combat. You could have been on the base in a car accident. And you're the only survivor.
Yeah. I mean, and heavy. I mean, I really understand this because I think out in the regular world, in the civilian world, we're starting to see more and more folks talk about mental health and having good mental health. So I hope, and it sounds like that the veteran organizations, the folks out there, they're really – you know, trying to get things and, you know, to be more proactive about getting folks the help that they need. So thank you for bringing that up.
You're absolutely right. That's why we have all these organizations for veterans, because we understand each other. And it's a beautiful thing just bringing us all together, and we get the round table and talk about these things.
Yes.
Another one. A lot of veterans suffer with anxiety. That's another one.
Wow.
You know, the worry, the fear, the everyday situations. A lot of veterans suffer from that one, too. And it can be a major player. And the average mental health rating, Carrie Hines, for veterans, about 70%. That's about the average for a veteran.
Wow. Okay, well, Michael, let me just say this. I, you know, we're all blown away And your show, particularly today, this really tells me that everybody can really understand what veterans, because we can all identify with the things that you covered. And some
right.
of us who, like I said, who are civilians are probably coping with some of these items, these types of items as well. So we can really relate. And so I just want to say to the veterans, as always, you know, this is, you know, if you, even to everybody in the family, just support these folks, please, please, and friends
yes.
as well.
Please
so thank you.
Do. And
yeah.
just
all
pray
right.
for them and then love on them.
Absolutely.
Now, Carrie, we're gonna take it
all
on
right.
home back to number five. Number five was chronic sinusitis.
All right. Yes.
Key word,
chronic
sinusitis.
Another
number
chronic.
Four was
yes.
chronic. How did you ever know, man?
Yes.
So and
it
is number
four then, Michael.
Right. Number four is chronic fatigue syndrome, better known as
yes,
CFS.
Yeah.
Chronic fatigue
yes.
syndrome.
Thank you. Thank you, because I think I stepped on you there. And what's it, number
right.
three?
Number three, migraine headaches. That is the number three. Number two, mental health issues.
Okay.
And
you need a drum roll.
Drum roll. I was going
to
say, I know we got one here somewhere in the studio. I know we got
yeah,
a drum roll.
We'll have to find one. What,
oh,
we'll
yeah.
What have you got for us at number one, Michael Hopkins?
Number one is obstructive sleep apnea.
Oh,
that is the number one. There are so many veterans that have it. It crosses all lines, Carrie Hine. It doesn't matter what branch of the military you're in or even when you served, believe it or not.
Wow.
Many
this
veterans
is,
have obstructive sleep apnea.
Yeah. Well, tell everybody again what that is, because this, to me, has always been huge. Every time you talked about it or
right.
on the last season. So what exactly is this? Again, it's
obstructive sleep apnea, Carrie. It basically happens when a person stops breathing during sleep, because you're in your neck. If you have a certain size neck, like what winds up happening is part of your throat, it closes up, and you stop breathing. Some people snore. That's how you can tell. And it's quite a few things like that. And when you wake up in the morning, you may have a slight headache, a dry mouth. And those are a lot of the signs of a person. Weight gain is another sign, too. And it branches off. Some people who have diabetes type 2 have sleep apnea. Some people, and it branches off from diabetes, high blood pressure. It's a myriad of things, and then it causes other things. And that's
yeah.
why it's such a hot topic in the veteran community, because so many of us have it. Some of us don't even know that we have it, because we've never been told.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've never been told. And
wow.
it's one of those things that sometimes it's even hard to link it to your military service.
Wow.
As a primary thing, because reality is this, Carrie Hines. Most of us go in the military, even if we're with guys in the bunk and they snore all the time, we usually laugh it off or we kick them out of the room. That was the solution to the problem. But nobody back when and even up to now thought about sleep apnea, thinking that the guy had it. Sometimes, you know, in retrospect, we would look back and say, man, that guy must have had that sleep apnea because he was choking in his sleep and snoring.
You know what, Michael, I have to say, this the sleep apnea to me sounds like it's something that really just got on everybody's radar, pardon the pun, in recent
times, yeah.
like in the civilian world. So that I can understand
right.
because, you know, now we hear it all the time and just about everywhere,
oh, yeah.
but
most
didn't
definitely.
Really hear that before. Wow.
Right. Like 50s, 60s, 70s in the military, 80s.
Yeah.
Didn't hear about it. going into the 90s when people, they started doing studies, the scientists, and that's when they start discovering the obstructive sleep apnea and central, mixed, those type of things. Yeah. They started finding out a lot of civilians, like you said too, a lot of civilians have it also. Now, in the veteran world, Carrie, the sleep apnea can go from 0 to 100%. 100% obviously is very chronic, and you have all kinds of issues with your sleep apnea. The average for a veteran is 50%. Reason being, most veterans use a CPAP. And what CPAP stands for is continuous positive airway pressure. And it's a machine, and you hook a, it has a hose on it, you hook it up to your face and nose, and it actually keeps you breathing at night. It puts oxygen in you, and that it actually helps. Some people, it helps better than others, but it is a help. It really is. I mean, I actually have one, and it helps me sleep. And a lot of times, other than that, it would be hard for me to sleep. And when I do go to sleep, I snore. You know, wife tells me, oh, God, you snore a lot. So, you know, that's just my advice to fellow veterans, Carrie.
Well, Michael, this, as always, it is an education. You know, we just appreciate your show so much. The Vet Talk Radio Show, now in its second season. And so this episode, very special. And I learn a lot. I learn a lot. It really does help so much. You've taught me. You've taught the fans. You've taught so many folks about all of this. And you keep it moving, Michael, so we are very much appreciative. One of the folks that you've been able to work closely with and who's been instrumental in this whole process is Nicole Marie. You guys know Nicole Marie. She is not just one of the producers of the Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins, but she's also just an extraordinary lady that I tapped her to be my co-host for the Hair Radio Morning Show over on our 24-hour, of course, for 24-hour network, but this broadcast as well in this network. So I'm hoping Nicole Marie has been tuned in and listening to this incredible, and it's a countdown of sorts today, but just a lot of information to help the veterans get up to the 100%. Nicole Marie, are you there this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Carrie, Michael. Yes, I am here and listening.
Okay. Well,
yes,
what did you
most
hear?
Definitely.
Yes.
I'm just blown away. And let me just again just echo what you said. This is definitely an education. As I'm listening, some things I've heard of before. Some things are new, and as I'm listening, I'm thinking, it makes me automatically think about my husband and things that he does or things that I see in him.
Yes.
So it makes me key in, like, oh, okay, well, I need to pay attention to this. I need to ask him about this. And it's just very eye-opening because it's things that, you know, as you go day to day, sometimes you don't think about these things. You see it, but you just think, okay, well, that's just the way it is. But receiving this education makes me zoom in even closer, like, hey, wait a minute, this could be a problem, and this is something that needs to be checked out. So it's definitely an education. It's definitely eye-opening, and I just thank you so much, Brother Michael, for just bringing this education to us, because I know, this is life-changing for veterans and for their families and just for everyone that is listening, so that they can take this information and go and help someone else.
Now, Nicole Marie, you've been part of the Vet Talk radio show from the beginning of the first season, really from inception with this. What can you say, and how has it helped to change your life being part of this operation?
Wow. For one, just being a part of it and just learning so much just from talking with Michael.
Yeah.
He is so, so passionate about the veterans and about this.
Exactly. I call him the veterans Google. He is the Google man on this.
He
means everything. Yes,
he is.
And it's helpful. And
he
does it so as a matter of fact on the show. So, yes, so awesome. Well, listen, you've been a great help on the broadcast. We appreciate all your efforts and energies and joining us on these incredible times that we get to put the show on. So, you know, and I hope you continue throughout the season.
Oh, yes, I will be right here.
Awesome. That's what we want. All right. Well, listen, I have to also, you know, just stay there for a moment because I'm going to have you guys help me. We want to remind everybody how important it is to go to the website because we have an entire Vet Talk radio show category that's set up. So if you can easily sign up to become a free member. Free member or membership for free, at the Hair Radio online community. And all you have to do is go to www.hairadio.com to sign up. So it's very easy. And we'll put some of the stories there, that I think you might like. And there's a whole bunch of other items there to read as well. So a lot of past stories and things of that nature, plus some new things are on the way. We haven't forgotten about you. Also, don't forget, the holidays are right here. It's very simple and easy while you're at hairradio.com to look at the gift shop. They've got some great mugs and T-shirts to support the Vet Talk radio show and so much other stuff, and it's a great time to buy early. Plus, we have gift cards available over at carapy.com and our amazing hair products. So thank you so much for all of that, and we'll talk soon more about that. So, listen, Michael, I've got to, again, say thank you to all the veterans and the fans of the show. We love you. Thank you so much for helping to keep this show on the air. So, and to the sponsors, of course. So, Michael, I think it's that time. What do you always say about this time each week?
Carrie Hines, it's all about the vets, their families, their friends, and all about it.
All right. On that note, we'll see you back here. Nicole Marie, thanks so much for chiming in. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
You got it. And to all of you again, thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up. Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution. Smooth Black Ink. Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family.
We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.